Unicross former registrar Mr. Gabriel Bishop passes on after a brief illness by Jonathan Hogal. Mr. Gabriel Bishop, a former registrar of the Cross River University of Technology, CRUTEC, now University of Cross River State, Unicross, who led the charge for the change of the institution's name, has passed away. Mr. Bishop, 67, died in Calabar, the Cross River State capital, on April 23rd, less than 2 years after he bowed out of public service. Nji Ebe, his son-in-law, confirmed his passing in a Facebook post. "A good man like you doesn't deserve to die the way you did," Mr. Ebe wrote, adding that, "While you were on your sickbed, you gave me so much support throughout my mom's illness, up until when she finally gave up. You stood by us. Your type of father-in-law is not commonly found." As registrar, Mr. Bishop reportedly pushed for the need for the then CRUTEC to become a conventional university. He researched and led the lobby group to the members of the Ninth House of Assembly of Cross River State. The now sacked House leader, Honorable Peter Odi, sponsored the bill. During the public hearing, Mr. Bishop proposed that the varsity be named Cross River State University, CRISUS, as against the Unicross that was promoted. This, he argued, was because the institution had existed in that name before the creation of Akwa Ibom out of Cross River State. As grand patron, he was instrumental in the construction of the manhole wall training camp on the Calabar main campus of the university. Also, he led the organization of the 6 to 10 combined convocations of the varsity in 2017, drawing the admiration of the governor, Ben Ayade. In 2015, Mr. Bishop became registrar at 61 after acting for a few months. The then CRUTEC Governing Council failed to appoint a substantive registrar from the applicants and subsequently confirmed Mr. Bishop despite his age. Non-academic staff retires at 65 and the position of registrar is for a tenure of 5 years, which meant that Mr. Bishop, despite being the senior deputy registrar at the time, was not able to apply for the job. He turned 65 on August 29, 2019, but the varsity's governing council extended his stay by a year for him to complete his tenure. He retired on August 29, 2020, and handed over to Mr. Victor Ine. This is the voice of Mary Bassi.